Test 72, Section 2, Question 10. This one says, which of the following, if true, most seriously undermines the conclusion? So it's a weakened question. It says, the traditional code of parliamentary procedure contains a large number of obscure and unnecessary rules which cause us to quibble interminably over procedural details and so to appear unworthy of public confidence. Now, there's kind of a chain there. So it's saying, okay, the rules are just weird, and then we fight, and then we don't look worthy of public confidence. Then, it says, admittedly, the code is entrenched and widely accepted. Okay, so the code's entrenched and widely accepted, so yeah, it's there. But success in our endeavors depends on the public's having confidence in our effectiveness. But we have to have public confidence. Therefore, it is imperative that we adopt the alternative code, which has been in successful use everywhere for several years. So we have to adopt this other code. Now, the gap here is that adopting this other code is going to help with the public's confidence. So if we want to weaken it, we want anything that's going to say, yeah, no, adopting the new code is not going to improve public confidence. A, the council's use of problematic rules in the traditional code is intermittent. Well, we don't really care if it's intermittent. We know it's a problem. That doesn't say that it's not a problem. Those who have adopted the alternate code sometimes attempt to use it to obscure their opponent's understanding of procedures. Maybe. I said that could potentially weaken it. It's saying it sometimes, you know, people will, you know, obscure things. So C, revision of the traditional code is underway that will eliminate the problematic rules. Oh, wait a minute. This one actually kind of surprised me because I went, oh, I didn't think about that. But maybe, because if there's already a system underway to fix it, then we don't necessarily need to adopt an alternative code because we're just going to fix our own. So let's hold on to it and see. This gives us an alternative sort of solution. D, it is not always reasonable to adopt a different code in order to maintain the public's confidence. Not always reasonable. Well, we don't really care about always. We need to know about this particular case. And the alternate code contains few provisions that have thus far been criticized as obscure and necessary. That, if anything, would strengthen it. And so C really does become our best answer because it's saying we don't need to adopt a new one. We're going to fix the problematic rules simply by the revision of the existing code. And that would say it isn't imperative to adopt the alternative code because there is a different solution. So therefore, C is our correct answer.